There was a boy who every year, once a year, he would go and spend some quality time with his Zayda. He wasn't really familiar with the practices, with the locations, with what was going on in the shul that he attended that one day a year. But that was his day that he stayed next to his Zayda, he bonded. And he always, with not knowing and sitting there empty-handed, you know, kind of just not involved, he always took notice that there was one point in the service that, again, he wasn't familiar with, that his Zayda would break down and begin to cry. And that was his practice on a yearly basis. That was his day. Me and Zaydi, we go to shul on Yom Kippur, and I sit there next to him, and I always see him in that one spot, one time. A few years later, Zayda passed away. The boy inherited a Yerusha, and with the check that was delivered to him was a book that his Zayda used to use every Yom Kippur, that he used to spend with his Zayda. Deposited the check in the bank, put the book away on the shelf, and headed to Michigan University. Michigan University, time passed, the year came. It's that day. It's that day that I always used to spend the quality time with my Zaydi. And he's sitting there in his bed, totally unaffiliated, disconnected, thinking about his old relationship and his bonding and that yearly date that he had with his Zayda, going to the synagogue, attending services, sitting next to his Zayda. Then he remembered that with the check and with the Yerusha, he was given a book. And he decided, I need to know, understand something about that book. He decided to take that book and to walk into the Hillel in Michigan University. Let's come back to what happened. Rabbi Yisai, there's been a kasha that has been bothering me for years. We always recite in the Vidui that we were choyte, and that we sinned, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive those sins, those ashamos, those avanoseinu, those chataseinu. But there's something that's really bothersome, Rabbi Yisai. Why are you bringing in your parents? Why in the world do you say the statement, Aval anachnu va'avoseinu chatanu? It's bad enough that you sinned. Now you're pinning the blame on someone else. Now you're getting other people involved. They might not even be around anymore. What a pathetic vidui. You know, suck it up. Take a chrys. Be a man. Stop bringing other people to get involved. What in the world are you saying? So bothersome. It's like I'm pumping. It's like I'm saying, it's not my issue, it's his issue. Hello, Dover, who everybody said. Aval anachnu v'aviseinu chotonu. No, I'm here. Why? What are you doing? Own up. Fess up. Boys, I have a sefer here, Mikroi Kodesh. Sefer from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rabbi Rav Shi of Yerushalayim many years ago, Goyin Olam, Tshuvas Har Tzvi. He discusses the procedure of Hataras Nedarim here. He discusses what's the optimal procedure. In his discussion, he says, when you're choosing a dayan to do Hataras Nedarim that we all did Erev Rosh Hashanah, he said, should you try to get a Dayan that already went through Hataras Nedarim himself? Or does it not matter? Interesting question. Is there any argument that a person could find to say that, no, let's get someone who's already out of the Parsha of Nedarim to do the Hataras Nedarim process? Any quotes from the Teres Chesed from Lublin, such a chumrah? And I want to ask you another question, Rabbi Zik, because Hataras Nedarim is not really so relevant for us right now because we, most of us did Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. But there is something that's going to be relevant for us, Rabbi Zai. And that's the process of kaparos. Anyone ever take a chicken? Take it over their head, right? Pretty exciting, pretty, right? So let me tell you the process in my family. The girls do not touch the chicken. Abba has to take the chicken. Abba's got to hold the chicken. It's not easy for me, I'll be honest. I get very nervous and I've had bad experiences, and then you got to get the right timing with the right chicken, with the right, you got to find it, you got to ask the right questions. What exactly did the chicken eat today? What? How long ago was his last time that he went to the bathroom? Like, you have to investigate before you get that chicken because it's traumatic otherwise. And this is not, let's just say this is not my first yarmulke. So chevra, Rav Yaakov Emden and also Rabbi Leo Gutmacher on Maseches Yuma has the following chumrah, and he suggests that when Abba does the kaparis, it's only appropriate that Abba first does Harei Zeh Kaparasi, Harei Zeh Chalifasi, Harei Zeh Tmurasi. It's about time we figure out what that is. And then and only then I do my job for my daughters, my wife, and everyone else that's not willing to take the result at the shower. Because perhaps you have to go through the process yourself before anyone else, you do it on behalf of anyone else. So these are Lamaisa interesting shilas. And really, we want to really explore, is there any source for such a concept, for such an entity? So the truth is, Rabbi Yisai, in order to understand this and to delve into this, and I believe a very Yisaitis Tikasugya for understanding the Avodah on Yom Kippur, but also a Yisait for our lives and our future, we need to familiarize ourselves a little bit with the Kapara of Shevet Kohuna. Are there any Kohanim in the room? Beautiful. So there is a fascinating process and procedure that is presented in the Torah and delved into and explained in the Gemara about specifically the Kapara for the Shevet Kohuna as opposed to all of Klal Yisrael. We are explaining according to one of the Shitas of the Tanoim. Not everyone agrees to this, but this is the Mahalach that we're going to explain, is that the Seir is a kapara for Klal Yisrael, but the bull, the par, is a kapara for Kohanim. We have different tracks, different animals for different folks when it comes to the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And this is introduced in the beginning of Achrei Mois in the source above source number one in the Psukim. V'hikrev Aaron as a par achatas asher loy v'chiper ba'adoy ba'ad miso. So Aaron first does a hakrova, zrika sadam, which is the hakrova sakarbon. And where he does the zrika is not for now, but is in different locations than is done in a regular carbon. And he sprinkles the dam that is his for him and for his beso. Gemara tells us, we spoke about it yesterday briefly, I don't remember what. Oh, Isaac, we spoke about it. The Gemara tells us that it's crucial for him to have a wife and for him to have a beso, and beso zu ishto. And therefore the kapara at that point in time is for him, but also his larger him, nice Sheva Brachos Torah, about for him and his wife. But then the Torah skips a few psukim later and comes back to the par. And it says, V'hikrev es par achatas asher lo, v'chiper ba'ado, v'ad biso, v'shachar es par achatas asher lo. So what does this mean? So the Mishnah
in source number one, in Yuma, on Daf Mem Aleph Amad Beis, says as follows. After he was doing other the avoidus, and he took care of the seirim, and he tied the ribbon, the string onto the seir. Second line, Balo Eitzel Paro Shnia. He approaches his par, that very par, that he already said vidoy on, for his own sins. He comes back and approaches the par for a second time. Same par, living par, that he held onto and came back to. V'somech shtei yadov alav musvada, and he leans on it and goes through the vidoy process. It's all kachem inyan. And this is what he would say. Ona Hashem, lefanecha, akshav visi, pashati, chatasi, lefanecha, ani uvesi, ubnei Aaron am k'doshecha. And he does vidoy for who, Rabosai? Ona Hashem, kaper no, la'avonis l'pshoim, l'chatom, shavisi, v'shapshati, v'shachatas, lefanecha, ani uvnesi, ubnei Aaron am k'doshecha. Kachos v'deres. Moshe Avdecha, Kiba Yamzei, Chaper Lechem. And everyone answers, Baruch Shem Kol Machzol Lamod. Zok the Gemara, a few dapim later, Mem Gimel, the base source number two, Bolo Eitzel Paro Shnia. Why is he coming back to the same par? What's going on over here? Zok the Gemara, Maishna Bevidoi Rishon, Deloy Amru Bnei Aaron Am Kodshecho, Maishna Bevidoi Sheni, De Amru Bnei Aaron Kodshecho. Why is the terminology different in both of those Vidoi processes? Tana debay Rabbi Shmuel, listen to this, Rabbi say. Kachi midas hadin noisenes. This is very logical. Mutov yovo zakai v'ichaper al chayev v'al yovo chayev v'ichaper al chayev. Why is it, Rabbi say, that we have to go through this strange double whammy? Why do we have to approach the par twice in this duality form? Why not just, chevra, there's a lot of stuff to do here. Yom Kippur is a packed day, and this guy was rushing. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, a lot of speed, a lot of working out beforehand. You need a Kohen Gadol that's in good shape and swimming in the mikvah. A lot of cold, a lot. This is not exactly the simplest job in the world. Balancing things, b'ktoiras, you could burn yourself. I mean, like, I have a lot of, like, you know, ideas, the ways that I think the Kohen Gadol can sue the Beis Hamikdash. But, like, you know, it's like this is a complicated day. So let's just make things easier for him. Let's let him go up to the par and say once, me, my family, and Aaron, why you do it twice? Zok the Gemara, Heilige Svare. Zok the Gemara say, no, you need to be misvade. You need to cleanse yourself. And then Yovo Zakai, v'yischaper al chayev. Oh, wow. Yovo Zakai, v'yischaper al chayev. Zok the Achroinim. Perhaps we should extrapolate from here. That maybe by kaparis, Abba should do kaparis for himself first, not be last. Don't be polite over here. Don't go last. Do the kaparis on yourself. Be selfish. Hareze kaparisi, hareze chafalifasi. Take care of yourself. Yavo zakai. Be his kapar, al chayiv, and then I'll take care of the rest of my family. And then I could be the conduit. I could be the one that can achieve kapara for everyone else. Interesting. I hear. Fascinating. And says the Peres Chesed in Lublin, Zok the Ratzib Yitzchak, perhaps one could argue a rationale that even when it comes to Ataris Nadarim, you want to be Mater and Neder? Do you have Nadarim yourself? Oh, you didn't take care of Ataris Nadarim? Let you take care of your Ataris Nadarim. Lose your Nadarim yourself, and you should be Mater Neder for other people. Okay? Something that's not so common. Haven't heard many people being Makbid on it. But L'chaira, the Svara already exists in the Gemara, and one could argue and extrapolate and say the same thing should apply to Ataris Nadar. Rekta Toysis Yishonim Akasha. Toysis Yishonim is a commentary, one of the Balei Toysis, on the Gemara in Yuma, and he asks the following Kasha. One of the go-to Rishonim on Yuma is the Toysis Yishonim. Vim Taimar. Sorach lomer kan ani ubesi kevin she amar bevedai kamo. Achi tema kevin she bab shvil akoyhanim. Yesh. Sorry, vin timer. Lama sorach lomer kan ani ubesi. I don't understand. The Gemara explains to me why we need a duality. Why we need two stages. Take care of yourself,
and then take care of everyone else. But the Gemara doesn't explain, the Tosfos Shanim says, is why when you come back for everyone else, why are you mentioning anything about yourself? You're already taken care of. You're good to go. You had the kaparas on your head. You're done. Why in the second vidui, in the Mishnah that we just read, in Mem Aleph Amud Beis, does it mention ani u'kol beis haaretz? That seems to be redundant, superfluous, and not true. You're taken care of already. Why mention it? That's a waste. Vim Taimar, Lama Tzarech Lomer Kan Ani Uvesi, Kevin Sha'omer Bevidoi Kama. V'chi Teimo Kevin Sheba Bishvil Kohanim. And if you want to tell me that the second Vidoi is for the Kohanim, so therefore Yesh Lich Lul Atzmo Mahem, it's not true. There is one day that holds the seer that sent off the cliff also includes Kohanim. I said machlekes tanoim. He doesn't mention the Kohanim. He doesn't mention anyone else. So why are you mentioning yourself again? I'll tell you why. Because this par, you did vidoy on for yourself. But let's be honest, the par is still alive. The par is still not shechted. There was no gemara kapora on this par. The par is still mooing away. So if the par is still mooing away, ad kama that you didn't achieve full kapora, so then your mentioning about your own kapora is necessary. That's what Tosfos Shanim said. Otherwise, up to Tosfos Shanim, it's superfluous. And there's no reason for you to mention it. It must just be because your kapara is pending, that therefore, you need to mention yourself again. Yeah.
If the Kohen Gadol's kapara is still pending, how could the Gemara call him
Zakai? Oh, excellent question. So you're asking a beautiful question. If the Tosfos Shanim is right, so then it weakens the Gemara. The Gemara says Yavo Zakai. How could it be Yavo Zakai? So you're going to have to say that there is some sort of zakos that already existed on a partial level, but since there wasn't the Dr. Tosfos Shanim gemara kapara lo nigmara kaparoso, that's enough of a reason that we're going to mention you. So that is the Kashya of Tosfos Shanim. Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to come back to this Tosfos Shanim. I'd like to readdress this Tosfos Shanim, but I think in order to do that in a real bona fide way, I think we need to analyze and delve into this, the nature of this par and the nature of the Kohanim's chelek and the connection of the Kohanim with the Kohen Gadol on this par, that it creates this duality. Yeah.
We're saying because it's not the Gemara Kapara thing, it's not really anything like this.
Right, correct. Well, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara raised the following shaila. This is Andaf Nun Amud Beis in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara raises a baya de Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar had a sofik. What is the deal with this par? This par is very confusing. Dr. Belozer, and I'm going to tell you why I need to know what this par is. Because I want to know, there's a lot of halachos that pertain to different types of korbanos. Namely, the halacha of tmura. It's usur for you to walk over to a korban and try to remove the kedusha from one korban to the next and bring it and say, I want this behemoth to be switched to this behemoth. Gemara says that's Tmura, and the Pasuk in Paras Bechokosai says that if you do that, both of them become Kadosh, they both have Kedusha's carbon. If you try to switch one carbon from the next, Kedusha's carbon is on both. It's a violation of the Torah, Tmura, and a very serious transgression. You can get Malkus for that. So the Gemara says, is the par a carbon yachid which lends itself to Tmura? Or, no, is the par a joint korban, a korban ashutfin, a korban of many owners, that the halacha is in Tmura that we don't have the Isser of Tmura on. We don't have the din of Tmura on. Very good question. Is there Tmura by the par or not? We're not sure. So the Gemara says, what's his question? Why would it be, why are you saying it's a Yachid or why are you saying it's a Tzibur? I didn't understand your question. I'm saying, if it's a Yachid, you have the Isser Tmura. If it's a Korban Tzibur, there's no Isser Tmura.
What's the Chashash that would be Tmura? Explain that process.
No, if a person did Tmura to the par, what's the din?
Fine.
Ibasar, the Gemara says, Ibasar Makdish Azlinan, Ibasar Miskapar Azlinan. Is the Gemara asking, how do we view the carbon? Are we looking at how many people create the Kedusha or how many people attain Kapara through it? Is that your question? So the Gemara says, no, Pshita Debasar Miskapar Azlinan. We always look at how many people are achieving Kapara through the carbon. If that's the case, Rabosai, so the Gemara is bothered, so it's pretty open shut. There are many people that are getting kapara on this korban. I mean, how many kohanim are there? Blue. Last time you counted, how many kohanim are there at Klal Yisrael? Yeah, I'm saying like, I don't know. What would you say?
50,000.
I have no idea. 50,000. Let's use Blue's money, number. 50,000. Do we have?
It's like 15 million Jews.
No, we're going.
There's 15 million Jews.
Yeah. 50,000.
You gotta be at least a million.
I mean, figure out. It's 12 shvatim. You know what? What are you? What is that? I guess 50 is out of the million. So we're gonna up it a little bit. Yeah. We're gonna drop your number. We're gonna go to a million. Okay. It's probably somewhere in the middle. Okay. Maybe. Okay. Good. It's an interesting kasha to think about when you're spacing out in your shavu drasha and your shuls. Okay. Vayter. Rabbi Isai. So what's the never thought about it? How many kohanim are there in the Jewish population? So the Gemara says, Na'avada, we're going by the Miskapar. There's a lot of Miskapar here, and it really, if in that way of thinking, really shouldn't lend itself to Tmura, because a Miskapar always said about Tmura Zokni Gemara. Oh, so let's skip a little bit. Last line, second to last line. V'hoch can we boil it? This is Reb Elazar Safik. Listen to what the Gemara presents. Reb Elazar Safik is Echav HaKohanim, when there's a joining of the rest of Shevet Kehuna, and it doesn't anymore exist as a solo korban, but now there are other people that are joining onto this korban. Zok the Gemara, and listen to the language carefully, Rabosai. Bikviusa miskapre, om dilma bikufya miskapre. I don't know what those words mean, but there's something called a kapara bikvius, and there's something called a kapara mikufya. Okay? I had a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Blachman, whenever he used to ask him a question, he always used to answer, Mikufya, I would say like this. What did he mean by Mikufya? Mikufya means I'm responding to you on a surface level, on a very superficial level. Mikufya, at first glance, without getting entrenched and delving into the sugya and being holding where you are, Mikufya one would say like this. Or a person opens up the sugi, he says, Mikufya, the Gemara sounds like this. But then we're going to go through the Shainim and maybe say a different pshat. So Mikufya, this is a lingo in the yeshiva terms, Mikufya. Where did it come from? Came from this Gemara. This Gemara, Gemara in Zvachim, a Kutchin topic called Kufya. So to Rashi. Rashi interprets the Gemara like this. Is it Bikviyusa Miskapri? Are the rest of the Kohanim, Kishar HaMechaprim, Shefrishu Achareihem Alehem, just like every other mechaper, that what? Guess what, Gabe? I could be makdish a carbon on your behalf. So perhaps that's exactly what's happening over here. There are many kohanim that are getting kapar over here, yet who took care of the job for them? The Kohen Gadol took care of the job for them. He was makdishit on behalf of all the Shevet Kehuna, the million guys. Shehiknu lehem abehema lechapara. He gave them over bailus. Afkan niknehem chilikbo, v'havi lechatis hashutfin linyan tmura. And then what? Tmura is out. Why is Tmura out? Because this is a Karbon Hashutfin. Karbon Hashutfin doesn't have Tmura. Only a Karbon Yochid has Tmura. So is it Mikviusa Miskapri? Is the Chelek HaKuhuna what? A Chelek Hashutfin that they mamish, they have a real full-fledged bailus on the Karbon that now they're considered Mechapri Bikviusa, entrenched in it? Odilma Mikufya Miskapri. Or is their bailus only what? Mikufya. If I would translate Mikufya Rabbeisai, It's floating. It's above. It's not on the guf hakorban. Kalimer. Ein kaparosan kvuavo, says Rashi. Ella, look at Rashi. Why did I say flowing? Floating? Ella tsofa algabe kaparas koin gadol. It floats. It's like some cream on top. But really, the coffee is here with no milk. But, right, if you would add, at least give me some whipped cream or something, epis, right? There's, it's just tough on it. The ena korban nikra al shmam, and it's not really their korban. If so, so what is it? When you analyze this korban, who's the kvias, who's the real bailim? Just the kohen gadol. The ena korban nikra al shmam, the korban yachid hu, and therefore what? It's, it has tamura. And it, Rashi says a targum kafa parzala. Good. Good. Tosis raises a kasha. Tosis raises a fascinating kasha. He says, I don't understand something. This is not the first time in Shas that we are introduced to this concept of kufya and kiva. There's a sugya in Zvachim that discusses the concept and bailus of kuva and kufya. It's in the context of Yerusha. Someone who had a karban, he died, and his Yorshim now are taking over the karban and taking care of it for him. So Gemara says, the Gemara discusses what is the nature of their kapara on that karban, the Yorshim that get it. So Tosfos asks the following question. Hacha mashma, over here it's mashma, imi kufya mechapre, oz oisetmura. The Gemara has a tzad that it's only mikufya, right? Kufya is a reason to what? To say that what? That they can still have tamura. That's the Gemara's presentation, right? But says Tosfos, doesn't that contradict our conclusion in Zvachim? Af al gav di ika tuva de mechapre ba mikufya, loy choshev korban shutvin ba oisetmura v'teima. The Amrinim Bizvachim Perakama, he niach behema l'shnei banav, a guy dies and he leaves an animal for his two children, umes, kreva, and there's no tmura, the ein me mirimba. Why? Mishum the ein shutvin oise tmura. Fractais Akasha, I don't understand. The Gemara in Zvachim has a direct contradiction to our Gemara that says what? When it's kufya, they do not have tmura. Why? Because it's shutfin. That's enough bilus to remove the tmura, like the Gemara suggests by us. So why is it that the Gemara is contradicting itself whether kufya is enough of a bilus to now be korban shutfin to not carry the yisur of tmura? So Tosfos says, a gesmak yisur, pasha. Says they're not comparable. What was the case in Zvachim? The case in Zvachim was where the father died. There you have bilus mi kufya without a countering bailus, that's mikivah. You only have bailus mikufya. You have two yorshim. Both of those yorshim are equally owners on that animal. And all there is kufya. Says Tosfos, when does kufya become a bailus that stops tmura? When the only thing that's owned on the korban is kufya, so then you're the bailim. And now there's more than one bailim on this korban. There's no tmura. Masha'enkid, says Tosfos, when there's a counter and a reaction to the kufya, that there's another proprietor, there's another owner, there's another bailim that's actually mikiva on the korban, like namely who, Rabbi Isai? Our case of the Kohen Gadol, excellent. So then what? Zoktai says that's where kufya is going to be inconsequential, and that's where kufya is going to be ignored, because b'makum kiva, kufya is nothing. Chevra, look at it, think about it. If I have cream on top of this coffee, so I might not drink the cream and just go for the coffee because I need the energy, right? But if I'm thirsty and the coffee's done and all I have is cream, guess what? I'm going to shake that cup and I'm going to get the cream, okay? So the cream that's kufya, that's floating on the top, if it's only kufya, so then it's significant. And then it has an effect on whether or not you could do tamura. Do we take those bilim into account? If it's countering itself against kiva, there's coffee over here, so then that's inconsequential. That's something to be ignored. Good. However, Rabbi Isai, Rabbeinu Chananel has an entirely different pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel presents the Gemara entirely different. Zok the Heilig Rabbeinu Chananel, you misunderstood kufya and kiva, unlike what Rashi and Tosfos explain. Kufya and kiva doesn't mean superficial bailus versus in integral bailus. Kufya and kiva means at what point do the Kohanim and the Shevet Kohuna join onto this korban? Rabbi Hanana holds there's no question that at the end of the day, when this korban is brought, we are full-fledged shutfin. And we have an equal share in ownership on this korban. Dr. Ben Hananel, you know what the Gemara's question, if it's mikufya or mikiva? Dr. Ben Hananel, you know what the Lashon of kufya means? Nothing to do with floating. Nothing to do with foam on the coffee, with cream. You know what it means? It's a Lashon of akifu yadaichu. It's a Lashon of leaning. Kufya is a hint to the stage of vidui. So Zokter Ben Hananel, unbelievable pshat. Zokter Ben Hananel, mikufyu mikiva just means utan, second line, end of the second line. The ein ashutfin oisin tmura odilma behekefa miskafrin klomer ein la'achiv hakohanim bepar koin gadol klum ad shas hakofas havidoi ukeshe miskavtsim biyoyim hakipurin lahazen havidoi ba'osu shom miskafrin. So Dr. Ben Hananel, you know what? I don't know what the Gemara Shaila is not what's the nature of the Bailus. About that there's full-fledged Bailus. What stage do the Kohanim join into this Karban? Is it originally? Or is it Mikiva? Or is it Mikufya only once the Kohen Gadol says the Vidui? Now it comes out, according to Rabbi Hananel, Tosis Kasha from the Gemara in Zvachim is not a Kasha. Falls away. Gemara was never talking about a bailus that was mikufya, and obviously Rabbi Hananel would say it's perhaps even mikoyach that kasha. That Rabbi Hananel had a different interpretation in the Gemara. Rabbi Yisai, I want to hold that Rabbi Hananel and come back to that Rabbi Hananel as well. That's a fascinating idea. When I usually become an owner of a carbon, Rabbi Yisai, means the Hakdasha process was done for the sake of this individual. He Makdashit. Or many people were Makdashit. Or Makdashit for other people. But that's the way a carbon becomes a carbon Ashut. Since when do we have a concept that because someone said Vidui, suddenly we generated a new owner of the carbon? And Rabbi Hananel is saying that that's real bona fide ownership. It's all Mikiva. From the Vidui? Because he was misvada on it, suddenly, now, they get a chelek? And the Rabbi Hananel is going to say a big dafkimin al-alacha. You want to know the difference of whether or not it's mikufya or mikiva in Rabbi Hananel's world? It's not a nafkimin of whether or not there's tmura. It's a nafkimin of when there's tmura. Because if you're maimer the korban before the vidois of Rabbi Hananel, even the par of Yom Kippur has tmura. It was just a korban yachadet. But if you do it after the Vidui, Dr. Rabbeinu Hananel, oh no, now there's an inclusion of many different owners. How did that happen? Through a Vidui? Through an Ashamnu Bagadnu? Through a recitation? It's a Pella, this Rabbeinu Hananel. It's great in terms of the Gemara and Zvachim, but it makes no sense in terms of analysis in terms of the Avod and Yom Kippur. Heichan Matzino, that a Vidui suddenly gives Bailus to some other people. Hey, guess what? Blue, I said Ashamnu Bagadnu and Yom Kippur. You became a millionaire. How the heck did that happen? What's Rabbi Hananel saying? What is with this carbon? So strange. Why do we have this duality? Why do we have to strike twice? So the Gemara deals with that. Frektatoyz Yishanim. But why do you have to mention yourself again? You took care of yourself, Frektatoyz Yishanim. So Rabbi Hananel, Mikiva, Mikufya, at what stage does the second chelek of the shutmas of the Kohanim? Rabbi said, let's be Beis of Akasha, that I just had for many years. The Beis HaMikdash is very wealthy. Just buy a stinking carbon for them. What do you need to save money on a par? Why do you have to do the same one? Get a par for him, I guarantee you things will run smoother. Well, you don't believe in conveniences? What's going on over here? I will find someone to donate a pot. It's not the money. What's pshat? Get a separate pot for the Shevet Kohuna. You do your carbon and we'll do it. What if the mice have so many people like carbon? You're so cheap. Wait, avoid that to be so. I get it. Hey, we're Jewish. We're Jewish. We're cheap. That's the pshat. That's the avoid and Yom Kippur. What's this? What's going on over here? I smell something. Something is going on here. What's going on? Rabbi Yisrael, I'd like to share with you another fundamental Gemara. The Gemara is continuing on this question of what the nature of the bailus of the par on Yom Kippur is between the Kohen Gadol and between his brothers and the Shevet Kohuna that join in on the Korban, which we now learn, according to Rabbi Hanano, how that process is. It's fascinating. Says the Gemara, I'm going to give you a proof about whether or not there's Tmura or not. Of course, there's Tmura. And of course, this is a private Korban. And of course, this is a Korban Yach. You know why, Isaac? It's very simple. Just go to the bank. Just look on his credit card. Who's paying for the bar? Whose bill is it on? Who's fessing up? Who's putting the money on the table? Who, Rabbi Yisai? The Kohen Gadol. It's from the Kohen Gadol's assets. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Hapar asher lo. So the Gemara, isn't that a raya that it's a Korban Yachid? Just look at the bank account. So the Gemara, typically the asher lo amarachmana. Of course it's a Korban Yachid. Of course there's tumura. Because he pays for it. Mishalohu maybe. Tisanya asher lo mishalohu maybe v'loi mishal tzivor. Yochel yavi mishal tzivor, she'ena tzivor miskavro, abo yavi mishal echav akonim, shari echav akonim miskavro, tam lo asher lo. It's got to be his! It's got to be his! It's his bank account! It's got to be from his Chase, from his TD Bank. It's got to be from his bank account. We'll accept debit, we'll accept credit, but it's got to be his. He's signing the check. So isn't that Poshet? That's a Korban Yochid. That there's Tmura. How did you register for this Korban? When you got in, there's a secretary in the front. What should you say? Korban Yochid, Korban Tzibur. Which one? Who paid? Who's the bank account? There's a system over here. Which security did you go through? Push it. Who's paying for your ticket? Dr. Gemara. Ula Tameich, second to last line, Rabbi. So listen to the Gemara's kasha. Really? You want to play hardball? I don't get it. Ula Tameich, and according to your rationale, Echov HaKohanim Ilav Dekonu Begaveh Heicha Mekaper Lehu. What does the Gemara ask? So what, you're saying it's just his? He's the bank account. They don't have a chelik in it? If they don't have a chelik in it, so how do they get kapara? So the Gemara, fascinating line, Rabbi Yisai, drill this into your head. Elishani begozad the Aaron. No, it's different. The Afturi Rachmona Gabi Ochav HaKoyhanim. The Torah goes through a process when it comes to this part. Above and beyond every other process, that the Torah is mafkia and mafkir, the bailus of Aaron, and grants it in to be into the bailus of the rest of Shevet Kohen. The Torah does that. What? Where do we ever find such a concept? Hachanami shani because of the Aaron, the afkir rachmona gabi avach kohen. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. End of Gemara. You're right. At the end of the day, who pays for the carbon, Rabbi Yisai? Whose bank account is it? It's the Kohen Gadol. He's paying all the bills. It's all on him. But at the end of the day, the Torah does a chiddush, and the Torah is mafkirin, and now makes a chilek, and grants it to the Kohen. I get it. Once again, Rabbi Yisai, why? If at the end of the day we want to create that there's a shutfus for kapara. So then, let's be honest over here. Isaac, we're gonna do a Shabbaton or something. We're gonna do a project. We're gonna buy something together. So everyone participate. Why is it on Aaron HaKohen? Why does he have to fit the bill? Why is it like that? Why is the Torah going out of its way to create this new bailus to be on both of them? Just collect the money. So what's halacha at the end of the day, Rabbi said? Pashup shah. At the end of the day, what's the maskana? There was a bayad to the Gemara. Is there tmur, is there not tmur? How do I look at the par? Is it a korban yochid, is it a korban shutfin? What is it? So like the Rambam in source number 8, in Hilchos Avodos Yom Kippurim, par yom kippurim apal pi shekoyin gadol koyna mishaloi shenemar par achat asher lo. Even though, the Rambam is being apologetic, even though, technically, I'm sorry, Kohen Gadol, you are paying the bill, probably a hefty bill, I don't know, you got to check how much of the par costs. But I assume nowadays, right? A few $1,000s, right? Probably, I don't know, 60, 70. I don't know, totally made that up. Fine. Hamakom hifkir mamoinoi. Hashem was mafkir his mamon l'chol echav hakohanim to all of his brothers. She'ilu lo hayu leben shutis lo yim iskarpim bro. Because if they wouldn't have shutvis, they wouldn't have kapara. L'fichach emes koin gadol koidem sheish chadapar. Hakoin shayim etachtav enu mevi. Fine. So the Rambam goes on and says other dinim of this. So what does the Rambam pasuk and Rabbi say? At the end of the day? At the end of the day, there's no tumor. At the end of the day, there's no tumor. Why? Because the Torah was mafkir, and there's a public bilus over here. There's shutfin. Huh? Oh, yeah, exactly. Pashas Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Zok the Rambam, give me 1 second. The Bais of the Rambam in Hilchos Tmura says, Elo shokoin gadol osa tmura, vapora eno osa tmura. Afal pishu shalo, even though it smells like a carbon yachid, so it should lend itself to tmura. I don't like that language of the Rambam. It's not kishutfin. It's shutfin. Why does the Rambam say, even though, and really what, it's paid by the Kohen Gadol, it's like it's shutfin. Everybody say, what's going on over here? Nir lefiyani is daiti, is said as follows. Einachanami. There's a kapara when it comes to the par of Yom Kippur that is all-inclusive and gets the kapara of the Kohanim Gadol. But I have a question for you, Rabbi Yisai. If you look earlier in Yuma, I don't have another Mar Makomos. The Mishnah says clearly in Yuma that the only one who's Samech on the Karavan is the Kohen Gadol. Why? The Gemara Menachos on Daf Tzadi Dalet tells us that if you're a Karavan Shutfin, okay, we're in the shutfis together. We could both be samech. Either one could be samech. Why is it that only the Kohen Gadol is samech on the carpet?
Not sure about it.
Oh! Zok the Torah chidish nifla ad l'moid, which I think is what the Gemara is telling you. It's a korban yochid. And it really should have lend itself to Tmura because it's a korban yochid. It's a korban yochid. That's the korban of the Kohen Gadol's. That now transforms itself and generates an extension of the Kohen Gadol to now be inclusive of his Echad HaKoyach. It's not the vart that we end the Maskon of the Gemara that we just says we thought it was a carbon yachid, but it really is a carbon shutfin. That's not true. It's a carbon yachid that through his avoidah of this carbon yachid, through his tshuva process, his vidur on this carbon yachid, now the Torah creates a fascinating chiddush, and now is mafkir is bailus, and now is inclusive into the kapara of the korban, everyone else in Shevet HaKoyach. Which, if so, Rabbi Yisai, never exists by any other korban. This is not like another korban that you're just makdish almanas, that someone else should get a kapara. This is a korban for me and only for me. And through the tshuva process, through the avoida of Yom Kippur on the par, there's a chiddush nifloin kochim that's existing, that the Rabbanu Shalom creates a chalois, that he's mafkir the bailus, and now through his intense vidui, something else happens. Memela Rabbeis, I think we can understand the Rabbeinu Chanana. Rabbeinu Chanana wanted to know, well, the avada, there's a shutfis on this korban. It's not mikufyo. It's not a lower level superficial bailus. It's perhaps that the stage that they come in is through the vidui process. Why would that be? The answer is because exactly what the Rambam's telling us. The Rambam's telling us it's his par. It's his korban. And it should have lent itself to Tmura. But there's an anomaly here. You have a korban that's his korban that somehow transforms itself to be inclusive of other people. And such a korban does not lend itself to Tmura. But that's not through the regular rules and regulations of just bringing other people onto the endowment and onto the kakdosha of a regular korban to create bailus. Dr. Rabbeinu Chanana, when does that happen? From the shas vidui, from the kufyo. They hear something and then there's a chalois, there's a transformation that now the bailus of this korban changes against the regular rules and regulations of kodshim. A fascinating korban. It's not a korban yochid and it's not a korban shutvin. It's a korban yochid that emanates into a hefker that now brings in and engenders a new bailus. And Mela, that's why Rabbi Yisai Tepashin. If that's the way you understand it, that's why you need one par. Because the whole way Kohanim join in to this korban is through your tshuva process. They are influenced. They are now added on to this avoida, and that's why you can't get a second karma. When it's not about saving money, it's not about being cheap. It's about a process. And this process is very deep. And this process is fascinating in the way that these kohanim join into this karma. It's not a classic mahalach. It's not a donation. It's not buying and selling. It's through the intense avoida of the Kohen Gadol and his process of being a solo that engenders an inclusion of other, of his brothers, the Kohanim. That's what's going on in this kapara. If so, Rabbi say, smichas karvin makes a lot of sense. Smichas karvin makes a lot of sense because at the end of the day, at the time for smicha, he was the baila. He was that. And he starts this process and he triggers it and it has to emanate out of him and only him. Tmura, which is the end of the day, how many machaprim there are, that's something that's not going to lend itself to tmura. And that's why you have this dichotomy. Rabbi Yisai, some of the Achronim ask, why don't we find this process of Yavo Zakai and he does his vidoy first when it comes to other karbanos? Let's say Klal Yisrael all do Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael all do Achit. We have to bring a parallel in Davar Shel Tzibur. Why don't we have the Kohen who's doing the Avodah make sure that he himself is Mechaper and then he could come and represent everything else and be Mechaper for everyone else? The answer is Yavo Zakai perhaps is specific to this halacha because it's not just an overarching principle that we're going to extend to Hataras Nedarim and perhaps not even to Kaparos that you need to do yourself first. It's a specific halacha when it comes to the process of this Kapara. Because why? Because that's the way the Kapara is achieved. It's only through your process, through your tshuva, that now the other Kohanim are included and are attracted and are now part of this karma. That was the chiddush of the Torah, of Afgarei Rachmona, Legabe Shara Kohanim, to join onto this karma. So we're suggesting right now, perhaps a reason not to extend this to Hataras Nedarim, like the Torah Chesed, perhaps not to extend this to Kaparos of the chickens on the head. Perhaps this is unique to the process of tshuva, when it comes to the mahalach of the korban on Yom Kippur through the Kohen Gadol's par that transforms into be a korban ha shutzos. Rabbi, I believe that answers the Rabbi Nochanano, that answers the Rambam, that answers the entire double kapara and vidoy on this one korban, and it answers finally the Tosis Yishanim. Tosis Yishanim wanted to know, why is it that when it comes to the second vidoy, once the Kohen Gadol is already taken care of, why is it that the Kohen Gadol has to repeat himself? Ani uveisi uchol echi achiv hakohanim. We're already taken care of. You already had the vidoy rishon. Why do you have to mention yourself again? It's superfluous. So Tosfos Yeshanim gave his answer. Marav Raboisai, according to what we're saying, the process and procedure of Afkarei Rachmana, the Chiddush HaTorah, when it comes to the power of going through the process and only through the process of me genuinely achieving Kapara, going through the Vidoy, like Rabbi Nochanan even extended itself to say, through my Vidoy, do the other Kohanim join into my Karbon? What's crucial to be at the Shas Vidoy that attracts them and brings this process of Afkarei Rachmana into the korban to bring them their vilus? My tshuva, my recitation of my vidui. Even if it's not taking care of myself right now, but I need to acknowledge that I am doing tshuva and I am doing vidui, and through myself, now there could be a future shutfin on this korban that will attract them to join in with it. It's only a korban asher low, when it's really low, then we could have Echav HaKohanim that can join through the process. But if he's not fully there, he's not in the moment, he's not acknowledging his tshuva from this korban at that time, so then what's the attraction? Where's the magnetic pull? Where's the other Kohanim that are going to be brought in? It's only through his Ani that now bring in the tshuva that emanates of him and now goes out to the rest of Shevet Kohuna through his own tshuva process. See, Rabbi say, what I think Chazal were telling us over here, what I think the message of the par and the avoida on this Yom Kippur, Rabbi say, is a fundamental yisoid. A big, big yisoid. We often view kapara and chet as in the moment. Where were you at that time? What did you do? Take care of it. Zehu. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim explain that that's really not true. That chet, sin, tshuva can all be both in the action, in the lamaisa, but it also can affect other individuals and future generations as well. Zokt the Chidushi Harim in Sefer Me'er Enei Agoila. He comments on the first pasuk in Dvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael as they're about to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Now this is a Klal Yisrael that is done with Misas Hamidbar. They're no longer going to die anymore. We Baruch Hashem had Tu Ba'av and the Meisei Hamidbar ceased to exist. These are the people that are A-okay. They're good. They're pariv. They came out of the mikvah, Baruch Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu starts Sefer Dvarim and says what? Musar and Toichacha. Sefer HaToichachos of Sefer Dvarim. Frek the Chedush HaRim, Eile HaDvarim Asher Dibir Moshe al Kol Yisrael. Hainu Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Dibir al Kol Yisrael. Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Dibir al Kol Adoros Asher Asidin Lios. Ki Le Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShayam HaYakoyach B'Toichachosa. He had the ability to give Toichacha. Moshe Rabbeinu knew and saw in Klal Yisrael, Blue, you have right now, you're okay, you're doing okay, but I want to tell you something, Zepta Chedush Aaron. You have something from your Altazel. You have something from the Begam of the Chet that emanated out of him, that now is existing in you, that also needs tshuva. So Dr. Chedush HaRim, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, even these people that are not going to be Meisei HaMidbar, that are walking in to Eretz Yisrael, they need to get out and get rid of that roishim of chet from generations prior. From people that influenced them, that were around, and were chatoim and died in the Midbar, that they need to do tshuva on them. Asher also Yisrael v'midbar v'lashav aleihem, כי גם באיסו הדור לא היה בשעס אחית, ואף על פי כן הוכיחם, כי הידי דיבור שהרגישו שיש להם נגיע בהחתות. Through Moshe Rabbeinu's dibur and his teichacha, they realize, yes, I do have an idea for that. I do have sometimes a pull, and I have a, even though I didn't commit the sin, but there's a certain atiyah that I have, there's a certain attraction that I have, there's a certain tendency that I have, there's a certain hargosha that I have, that's in the blood, in the family, that's affected by earlier chatoin. Rabbi say this idea is also expressed in the Sefer Agra Dekala from the Bnei Yisoschar. And he highlights this idea from Rabbi Mendel Mimiraminov. He says as follows, V'esvadu es avoinam ves avon avoysam. Dimenatzorachu l'esvados avon avoseinu. Kemosha anu omrim avalanachnu v'avoseinu chatoni. You know that kasha that had bothered me for years? Why you bring your fathers into this? Why you bring your grandfathers, your Elta Zedus? Aval anachnu v'avoseinu chotonu. Kevin she'anachnu chotim b'fo'o. Even when we carry out a sin, we should know. Imken kesha'inu b'koyach ha'avos, hayinu gormim lahem lachto. There was something that either comes from our future existence that were a part of our fathers, or from our fathers' existence that now made a roishem on us. We have to view tshuva, Rabbeisai, as sometimes an extension of someone else. And if this is true for the vidoy process, if this is true for the recitation of Aval Anachnu Vavoseinu Chatanu, that there's a concept of what? Of a koach that we existed or that they gave us that now is connected to now our future chatoim. So Alachas Kama Vakama, Rabbeisai, it's true both in Lomdus and Machshava, in terms of the fixing and the tshuva process, that doesn't only affect our lives now, Rabbi Yisai, but affects our future, Doyri, Doyris, Einaklach,
grandchildren and fixing and clearing the path for the future Doris that are coming.
Just like the Kohen Gadol, through a sincere vidui, through a sincere tshuva, through going through his own Yavuz Zakkai, that had an effect on his whole family, the Kohanim, all of those around him. So too, Rabbi Yisrael, we need to understand that when we do a real sincere tshuva, when we really cleanse ourselves, we're not only affecting ourselves, we're affecting all those that are an outgrowth of us, all those that are future dairis of us. We're clearing the machshavis and the impingement on their existence and their chatoim and chait in their world, Rabbi Yisrael, and purging them from any tumah that could exist in their lives. That's what tshuva is. It's clearing a path for dairis. It's clearing all I-95 across the country. Gevaldik, you can go all the way through your tshuva process. It doesn't stop with you, Aaron HaKoyen. It extends to the Shevet HaKahuna through your vidui, through your sincerity, through your passion, through your connection. You can now make a roishem both in both directions. Ava anachnu v'avaseinu chatanu, but also alachas kama v'kama l'derech hatoyif, in the tshuva, in the rectification of what you can do, issues that you can resolve now that will be l'dorei doros. Rabbi, once heard, Rav Matisyahu Salomon once got up when they were honoring him as the Mashkiach of Lakewood, and he told everyone there, "You don't understand why I got this job. It's very pasha to me. I got this job because my mother was the one in Europe who stayed for 24 hours by the phone when the Vad Hatzolah was trying to save Rav Aaron Cutler, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, to get him out and to bring him to England to safety. She was the one who risked her life and stayed by the phone to communicate to him where he should go and what he should do. And it's not a coincidence. It's obviously Hashgacha that I now became the Mashgiach of Rav Aaron Cutler's yeshiva because of that reason. Rabbi said, Toisek Hador, Rav Shmuel Vosner, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, Talmud of the Chazon Ish. How did he become such an Eli? How did he become such a Goyin? How did he become such a Baki in Allah? You know what they realized years later? And even the Shevet Alevi wasn't aware about this. He found this out later on in his life. They revealed to him that his grandmother was a phenomenal singer in France. And they offered her to join the French opera. And she was part of a Frum family. And her parents were so distraught and so disturbed by even the prospect and the possibility of her doing that. And they didn't know how to convince her, and it was to no avail, wasn't helping. This was the opera. This was it. This is the Spitz. This is varsity. This is it. This is Ivy League. Gewaldig, the resume of your life. And they took her to the Rav of the town. And the Rav of the town said to her, "I promise you, if you give up this, I promise you great things." She closed her eyes, and she davened, and she spoke to the Rabbeinu Shlom, and she did a sincere tshuva right then, and she said, "I'm not going to go to that path. I'm not going to do it." And they really say, she was blessed with the kol of generations, with a grandson of Rav Vosner, Poisek Hador. Such an avoida. Later on, years later, emanating out of her tshuva process, out of her decision, what that could possibly do, what that could possibly be, we don't know. No one could ever tell you. Only the Rabbeinu Shlom does. But that means the tshuva is not just right here, right now. Tshuva is external. Tshuva is, it could affect the sviva, but it could affect even your future generations. Aval anachnu v'avoseinu chotonu. It's not just you, Aaron HaKohen. The Rabbeinu Shalom takes this and creates a hefker and now brings in other people to the korban through your sincerity, through your process, through your sincere avoida. So Rabbi Yisrael, in just a few years, you guys are going to be holding by, building families, making decisions for your
great-grandchildren. And every move you make, every approach to shul, how I dress, how I come to shul, how I approach shul, how makbid I am by shul, how I attach the MI to learning, to setting starim, to being kavei itim, to having Torah involved in my life. We spoke yesterday in great detail, Rabbi Yisai, what it means to be working in the world of Torah. How do my children hear that? What are they hearing reverberated in my shul, on my walls? What's glorified? What's respected? This is real, Rabbi Yisai. This is the kapara of Yom Kippur. This is the par. It's not just you. It's a lot of other people. It's future. You're affected by them, and your future is going to be affected by you. This is huge. It's not just Tofshin Pei Dalid. This is for thousands of years. This is generations. Myridik, unbelievable. And now what? I'm going to make a decision for me. I'm going to make a decision just because of what's convenient right now for this. What about my kids' attachment? What about my brothers and sisters' attachment? What about my mother's and father's attachment? When do we realize that what? It's all encompassing. Tshuva is an extension of you. You don't realize the roshim you meant on the veldt. And now I decide where I'm going to go. Who's going to be my inspiration? Who's going to be people that I want to mimic, that I want me to have as role models? Who do I want my avodas Hashem to be connected to? This is a totally new tzugang, a new mahalach, a new perspective. In terms of what? In terms of every decision I make. In terms of how much smiras I sing on Shabbos. What's, I'm not in the mood, I have a headache. But who knows? Who knows that this could save my son, my grandson, to be a Shomer Shabbos? A basketball playing. Yeah, it's not so bad. What, melacha, this and that. But it's a Shabbos stick. What the rabbi? Shabbos day, come on. I'm holding by the malachas. Yeah, but what about your grandchildren? What about your great-grandchildren? Maybe that, not picking up that ball. Maybe going to that shir, having that seder, dressing like a mensch on Shabbos. Maybe that will make the difference for your great-grandchildren. It's not just about Aaron HaKohen. It's about everyone else that picks up from his sincere avoda. They heard the vidui. Wow, that was inspiring. And the Rabbeinu Shalom was mafkia the bailus and brought in other people here. Do we realize what the Rabbeinu Shalom is granting us? What the messages of this bull, of this par on Yom Kippur? Own it. Own your carbon, but realize that that's not just your own house. That's not just your own investment. That's your future. And you're connected to it. And I'm connected to my ancestors and my Bubby and Zaydis. And when I say Aval Anachnu Vavosenu Chatanu, to me, that is the most inspiring part of the Yom Kippur davening. Wow! What they did is connected to me. There's a talich. There are generations in the world of Avodas Hashem. Myridik. Unbelievable. The boy said, let's go back to our friend in Michigan. I was with his father, all those years. And suddenly on Yom Kippur, he was missing his grandfather. And he decided to open up that book. And he went to the Hillel. And he asked someone in the Hillel, he didn't understand any of the words. And he turned to the page with all the stains of all the tears that his grandfather cried at the same exact spot. The stains were in one area of every single Yom Kippur. Were in one. It was drenching one part of the machzor. And he walked up to a guy in Michigan in the Hillel. And he said, what does that line mean? He said, Avinu Malkinu, Achet Shechatanu Lefanecha, Chamol Aleinu, Al Aleinu, Ve'al Tapeinu. His grandfather was crying. His grandfather was doing tshuva. His grandfather was begging for Avinu Malkeinu to have rachmanus, not just on him, not just on his part. Al Olaleinu Ve'al Tapeinu. Please Hashem, I need right now in Tavshein Pei Dalet, I need that you should take this tshuva, you should extend it to my enoklach, to my grandchildren, to my great-grandchildren. Aval anachnu v'avoseinu chotonu. It's all one shame. It's all one future. And he broke down every year crying with that kid who was sitting next to him, who wasn't there yet. When this person in Michigan in the Hillel explained to him what your Zayda was crying for all those years, what all the stains in the Machzer are about, where they landed in the Machzer, Avinu Malkeinu, Chamol Aleinu V'Altapeinu, this child was inspired to connect to his grandfather's life and his Baruch Hashem, a from Yid, Shem Retern Mitzvahs, Adayem Hazeh. That is a person that is being makriv, the one power, one carbon, for all of his shevet, for all of Klal Yisrael, on one carbon, through his insincere tshuva process. Rabbi Yisai, our decisions, our mahalach hachayim, our approaches to Yahadus are not just about the here and now. It's much, much deeper than we think. And that is what the sugya of Aaron, of the Par, of the Gemara in Yuma, of the Tosfos Yeshanim, of the Rambam, of the Me'ir in Agoila, of Moshe Rabbeinu, looking into Klal Yisrael and saying, I see the Roshim, I see the impact. There's still tshuva to be done. This is the message of Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Nitzavim. I'm speaking to you, Klal Yisrael, but I want you to know, Es Asher Yeshno Po, Ves Asher Einenu Po. The koiches of future generations are right here, right now, and are relevant to be spoken to, because you are the koyach of the future. The achrayis that you have to take for the future of Klal Yisrael. The approach to all the Dini HaTorah, to all of the Kesher and the Avas Hashem in Torah and in Yiddishkeit. We have to now refocus, recalibrate how we approach every single decision, every single approach to Tefillah, Torah, Mitzvahs, Chesed, to make sure that not only for us is it successful, not only do we slide through and get through and pass the exam, Rabbi Yisai, but to pass with setting up our future and our family and our extensions with the absolute success, Rabbi Yisai. It's not easy. It's very difficult to know. But that's what we need to see out the Tishmaya for. Kodesh Baruch Hu, direct me on the right path, not only for my own kapara, not only for my own tshuva, but so that I set my family, I set my future in the right direction, that everyone who emanates from my Avodas Hashem, I realize Hashem. I realize that there's Avinu Malkeinu, Chamol Aleinu, Va'al Aleinu V'tapeinu. That it's not just the here and now, it's not just the me, but there's a Shevet HaKuhuna that is a function of my own kapara. Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Yisai. Once we internalize this tshuva process, this element of tshuva, this element of our decisions, of how profound our decisions are, and what our future needs to be, and in Avada Rabbi Yisai, in the parsha that many of you are facing right now. So much, Rabbi Yisai, like I tell people that are fasting the day of their wedding, realize right now, this is, what did I tell you, Blue? This is the Yom HaKippurim, Shebi Yom HaKippurim. You're not fasting for yourself. You're fasting for your future great-grandchild. Aleinu v'tapeinu. It's a wonderful matana. And you should daven for other people. And you should be mezakeh other people. But you should also think about your future in a koch. And daven for yourself. Rabbi said, Lo haya yomim tovim ki yom ha-kippurim. What does the Mishnah in Tainus says? It's the chasana. It's the chasana with the Eibishter. It's the chuppah. Are you fasting or are you not fasting? Oh, the big question. Are you shomer or you're not shomer? Chevra. Yeah, it's a good hack, but lemaisa. What's it about? It's Yom Chasunoso, Zokt Gemara Tainus. This is the day we connect to the Eibishter. This is the day we invest in future Ir Enoklach. Great, great, great grandchildren that are now what? Going to be withstanding and hopefully be able to stand up with a Yiddish Mahalach to the pressures. And the people who want to change Yiddishkeit, people who want to transform Yiddishkeit, people who want to leave Yiddishkeit. No, no, no. There's Nitzchius. There's a stark connection. And that's all a function of me. That's what this Karban, that's what this Avodah, That's what this Yom Kippur is all about. Yishkoyach.